A deposition containing startling allegations of corruption against three former Mexican presidents and other politicians and officials was leaked to the press. The current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, proposed holding a referendum to decide whether to prosecute them. Critics noted that this would make a mockery of the rule of law. Canada's Conservative Party, the main opposition to the Liberal government of Justin Trudeau, chose Erin O'Toole to be its new leader. Prosecutors in Brazil charged Flordelis dos Santos de Souza, a gospel singer who is now a congresswoman, with conspiring to murder her husband, an evangelical pastor. They accused six of her 55 children, most of whom are adopted, of participating in the murder. Ms. Dos Santos claimed her husband, who was shot 30 times, was killed in a robbery. America's Republicans held their convention, with most of the speechifying broadcast via video link. Donald Trump used the White House as a backdrop for parts of the jamboree. Mike Pompeo also flouted protocol by praising Mr. Trump's accomplishments. Secretaries of state normally keep a low profile at overtly political functions. Mr. Pompeo broadcast his speech from Israel, where he had earlier called on other Arab states to follow the lead of the United Arab Emirates and normalize relations with the Jewish state. Protests against the shooting of a black man by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that left him paralyzed, descended into violence. A white teenager was charged with shooting dead two people. Hurricane Laura battered Haiti and the Dominican Republic, killing dozens, before roaring across America's Gulf Coast, hitting Louisiana and East Texas. The National Hurricane Center said that the expected storm surge was unsurvivable. Steve Bannon, a former advisor to Mr. Trump and inspiration to nationalists and populists globally, was charged with swindling donors to a charity that supports building a wall along the Mexican border. He was arrested on a yacht owned by Guo Wangwei, a Chinese billionaire who lives in exile in New York.
Coronavirus briefs.
Researchers in Hong Kong reported the world's first genetically verified case of someone who has been reinfected with COVID-19, suggesting that immunity from the disease does not necessarily last long. The WHO called for more studies. Mexico officially passed 62,000 deaths in total and 574,000 cases. Unofficially, the real numbers are thought to be perhaps three times higher. In the United States, the number of new cases continued to fall. Japan was reportedly set to lift its ban on foreign residents returning to the country. Joe Biden said he would listen to the scientists and, if elected president, would be willing to shut the economy to stop another wave of infections. The World Economic Forum postponed next year's Davos summit from January until the middle of the year.